The next stage of the process is the lachas of drying one's hands. So there's extra machloikis in a case of a person washed with a revius, whether the drying is necessary. In the case of a person washed with less than a revius, that according to all opinions, the person has to dry their hands. That's considered part of the tilsidayim process is drying the hands. We mentioned before that one of the ways to understand the step when we make the bracha after washing before drying, because the drying is a necessary part of the natila, and therefore it's called still over lasiyasa. In the case a person washes with a revius, so the water never became tameh. So maybe there's no need to remove the water in that situation. So the Mishabura brings a machlokes between the Marsha, which says even in that situation one must dry their hands, and other person would say not. And the Mishabura says that the halacha is like the Marsha, that a person, even in the case of a revius, a person has to dry their hands. When we say drying your hands, what do you have to do? So do you have to physically actually dry them, or can you just air dry them? Can you just shake your hands, shake the water off? Can you use one of these ventilator type of things, which is put a fan which dries off your hands? Is a dafka the act of nigu using a towel? And how dry do your hands have to be? So the definition of drying your hands to get them to the point Allah that they're considered dry is something which is known in Allah as tefeach amanas latfiach. If your hands are wet enough that when you touch something else, you'll make that other thing wet to the point that that can make something else wet. Tefeach amanas latfiach, that's called wet. So if your hands are not bone dry, they're not perfectly dry, but they're not moist enough, wet enough that they're going to moisten something else, that has moisture which is significant, that can moisten something else, that's called dry ready in halacha. That's not called wet. So you don't have to make your hands perfectly dry, but the person should make sure that they reach that point that they're basically just moist and not, and preferably they should be totally dry. So therefore, theoretically, a person could use his other systems. We do not use the chachila of just letting your hands air dry. I'll give you one example where that would be where you would rely on that. Let's say a person is traveling, and the only place they have to wash is inside of a bathroom. So Ravadya Yosef has a tshuva in that situation. What a person should do is wash his hands inside the bathroom, come outside when his hands are still wet, make the bracha, and dry his hands outside. In this way, the process of natila is completed outside of the bathroom. Let's say a situation, the only thing you have available to dry your hands, there's no paper towels, you don't have any towels with you, you should not use your own clothing. So how are you going to dry your hands? Well, they have this ventilator machine inside over there, which is blowing air, but you're supposed to go outside to dry your hands. So that situation, a person would rely on air drying. And that's, he would shake his hands off as best as possible and rely on air drying to remove the water to the point that his hand should be not tefeach amanas latfiach. You're in Eretz Yisrael. Now, what about drying your hands on a wet towel? Right? Those of you who have the experience of going into one of these halls in Eretz Yisrael, and the only place you have to dry your hands is this towel, which makes your hands as wet or wetter than they were before. So theoretically that should work. The problem is we have to be concerned about, we mentioned before, that if a person washes their hands incorrectly, the water on the towel is tamei. And therefore, you're going to be metame your hands when you dry your hands on that towel. You have to assume in a situation where there's a large sea over there. So the Ravosner has a tshuva. He says it's better in that situation to let your hands air dry than to use these towels, because these towels, you have to assume in a large, you have a large sea where there's probably people who wash their hands incorrectly. The water there is tame. It's if the water on the towel is tefeach amanas latfiach, it's not wet enough to make your hands wet. So the towel is considered halachically wet. So it'll be matama your hands. So in that situation, a person would rely on air drying. But any other situation, a person should always make sure that they dry their hands, preferably totally dry, at least to the point that they're not moist enough that they can moisten something else. Have a good morning.